the Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, angels.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning.
Hey.
How are you, Brian?
I'm fine as frog hair.
Where's Dalton?
Who?
We don't know, do we?
He's never here.
Is he missing persons report or anything? Okay. You know, you do know he's alive and well.
I have gotten proof of life.
Okay. All right. Well, it's Thursday, November 21st. We are a week away from Thanksgiving Day, 7 days till Thanksgiving Day.
Paid for my turkey already.
way to get your hands dirty. Mm-hmm. You know, just go ahead and buy that thing.
Well, I only have six more things to cook, so give me a break.
Well, the dressing, you're not cooking it.
But there's still six more things that I'm in charge of doing.
Thanksgiving break begins Monday. Everybody looking forward to that, I'm sure. And that way you can get over, they say, well, Christmas break is in 34 days, too. Jing, jing, ling, jing, ling, jing, yeah. They say that this is going to be the most highest traveled Thanksgiving of all time.
Hmm.
Plane, automobile, train, whatever, whichever way you're going to go, you're going to have a mess. They say if you leave, like if you can wait to leave Tuesday after Thanksgiving Day, that you'll be okay.
That's the whole next week.
Yeah, pretty much. So as you know, my daughter's going somewhere, and you know they're going to fly. Oh boy, it's going to be great. But they are leaving a little bit early, I mean, way early. So that won't be a problem. I'm thinking coming back might be.
They're coming back on the weekend after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm, then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a couple of layovers or, you know, kind of thing like that. So, anyway, I've got a hectic week next week.
I'm just so glad I don't have to travel for Thanksgiving.
No. You know, come to think of it, I don't think I've ever traveled for Thanksgiving.
I never have.
I used to travel to Nashville for Christmas, but never Thanksgiving. I don't remember what we did when my grandparents were alive. Maybe we went up there. I can't remember. I had one grandmother that was a really good cook.
Mm.
So I think we went up there, but it wasn't on Thanksgiving. We did
that
at home. No, this was in Shelbyville.
Oh, okay.
So I'd go there, but I had another grandparent that didn't cook.
Mm.
So we usually spent Christmas there. But it's kind of, I've never had to go over 30 miles to go to Thanksgiving.
So I talked to, I know that Dalton has Megan's family on Thanksgiving Day and then ours on Saturday. Bobby has Jeffrey's father or mother on Thanksgiving Day and the other on Friday and then us on Saturday. So they have three different Thanksgiving things to go to.
Wow. And they're all kind of the same meal?
Probably.
Yeah, that's what makes it tough when you're eating the same thing. You know, you can get burnt out pretty quick.
I did find out that the ham sliders that are on our menu were a request from Megan. So she likes Bobby's little ham sliders with the poppy seeds on top. So that was her request.
So you cater to everybody that comes, pretty much?
Well, I found out I had lunch with Bobby on Sunday. And I found out that that Megan was the one who put that on the list and signed Bobby up for it. So.
Well, is Bobby okay with that? I mean,
yeah,
going to work out for her?
Yeah. She was laughing about that.
Throwback Thursday is today. Let's not forget that. But it's also cold today. Old man winter has kind of made an appearance.
Let's see.
Expecting our first frost tonight, isn't it?
I think... we could get down to 32 tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, football, going to be a little chilly. The temperature tomorrow is not going to be out of the 40s.
Ooh.
For a high. And so freezing on Friday night and then maybe again on Saturday night. Expect frost all of those nights, but could get down to freezing, which hasn't happened yet. And if we had gotten to next Wednesday, it would have been the latest freeze for Middle Tennessee, but looks like we're going to beat it out by a couple of days, but still really late.
I'm gonna have to get a heated vest for the game.
You know, I've tried a couple of those, and I just didn't like them.
I had one my brother-in-law loaned me, and he forgot to charge it.
That was
Maryville game.
Okay.
You know, that was so cold several years ago. Yeah, it didn't work. So I'm not too big a fan of them either. They say they don't penetrate enough or something. I don't know.
I think the key is to wear a layer over the coat.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is sometimes hard to do unless you have a really, really big sweat jacket or sweatshirt.
Yeah, you've got
to
have a big coat. We've got weather, speaking of that, coming up right here at 617 on the crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking at a sunny weekend. We have highs warming back up into the 50s and even hitting 60 by Sunday. Let's take a look at these details. We'll have mostly sunny skies today and a high near 51. We'll have some areas of frost develop tonight with mostly cloudy skies and low around 34. Saturday, we warm on up to 54 with mostly sunny skies. Sunday, we'll continue to warm up to 64 with sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Best haircut.
The best ever.
Get entertained.
No, darling, Charlie Pitts. Save
the life. Have a laugh.
And have some fun.
Charlie Pitts.
Old Foster Brooks one time got stopped at a roadblock. Sir, you're drinking. I'm going to give you a 501. He says, you better give me a 1002 because I got to come back through here in a few minutes.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Walk away with a smile.
615-895-3997.
Charlie Pitts.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm here with my dad, Wade. Dad, what's your favorite food at Toots?
Well, you know my favorite thing has not changed. It's our fall-off-the-bone Danish baby back ribs. I love those.
And they're $14.99 on Saturdays and Sundays all weekend long. Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. Swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Good food.
It's Commander Chuck, and it's my goal to get you to and from work each weekday around the congestion and all the accidents. Listen for my traffic reports every weekday morning and afternoon here on News Radio WGNS and see real-time traffic information at ontimetraffic.net.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Cleveland Browns in the snow Thursday night beat Pittsburgh 24-19. Cleveland had been 2-8 this NFL season. The Steelers' record was 8-2. But Nick Chubb had two short touchdown runs, including the game winner with about a minute left. Myles Garrett recorded three sacks in the first half. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy only threw at the start of practice Thursday. Sore shoulder still the problem. The team is still hopeful he can play at Green Bay on Sunday. Vikings QB Sam Darnold returned to full practice after a foot injury. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts with the bad ankle was able to practice fully. Colorado's Travis Hunter said he will declare for next April's NFL draft. The MVPs in baseball, and it was unanimous for each. Aaron Judge of the Yankees in the American League, DH Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers in the National League. In the NBA late game, Orlando edged the Lakers 119-118. Lakers were 7-0 at home.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. We've got a CBS News update coming up and also a check of local news all through the hour and the next hour, all morning long, actually. And we're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. As we gather around the table this Thanksgiving, MTE wants to thank you, its members, for being the heart of our community. From the MTE family to yours, here's wishing you a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. I thought we'd have some music behind that or something like, you know.
I don't have any appropriate music for that one.
You didn't want to go ding, 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 ding.
I didn't want to do the news one. It was heartfelt.
You kind of need an organ or something. You know,
yeah. Now, I had the button ready in case you chose the Christmas one, because that's why I've got the Christmas tree for the tree lighting. Get it?
Yeah.
I guess I could just play that, too, for Thanksgiving.
I guess so, yeah. It kind of all runs together anyway. All the merchandise is out anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm going to look at my song list today and actually see if the actual song list is accurate.
It is.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Okay, I see it. All right, this is Best Feel-Good Songs of All Time, and this is our Thursday song.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
What happened to the...
That was a little skip in the record.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that on that song before.
A little off key.
Yeah, maybe a little. maybe a lot. Do you know that they say people with hearing aids sometimes lose their sense of finding keys to songs and stuff? Has that happened to you?
Not that I was ever very good at it, but...
Well, I mean, do you find it that you have more trouble?
Not yet.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
You sure? Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm not wearing them now.
Oh, okay.
I find that I have gone to wearing them when I know that I'm in crowds, like at church on Sunday. I wear them every Sunday. Or if I'm going to a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
That's where it helps.
That's when
me.
You have problems. Mm-hmm. So that's good, because you don't have to wear them all the time.
Right. And I've got headphones here, and so I can hear you obviously very well and such.
But could the headphones be what caused it in the first place?
Guaranteed.
I think maybe so. Katie Morris. You know Katie?
I don't.
She's today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being there for her friends when they need any help. Doesn't matter what it is. Katie Morris will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
I could use some help, probably.
You know, Katie goes to anybody.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's a pretty good friend.
Good neighbor of the day. If you want to send in one, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. That'll get them to us. And same phone number, by the way, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. You can call or text in your birthdays here for this November 21st.
Facts of life. The facts of life.
Did you know that a shrimp's heart is in its head?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's more to come here. 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew.
I work in the administration team.
We're talking to Hannah Patterson with Stones River Manor.
We offer the Benevolence Fund.
Through private donations, the manor is able to provide benevolent assistance to their residents needing financial help.
We never want money to be an issue for them to have to leave.
Donate through stonesrivermanor.com/donate.
You are not giving to pay for our bills, our employees. You are giving to our residents.
Residents needing assistance, regardless of changes in their financial capabilities.
Think of us on Giving Tuesday. Your money will go to a good cause.
The Benevolent Fund.
Such a blessing.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro.
Leaks, clogs, or new installations, Roscoe Brown Plumbing is here to ensure water flows exactly where it needs to go in your home. Since 1940, our team of expert plumbers has provided Middle Tennessee with prompt, reliable service. From emergency repairs to routine maintenance, we're always here, ensuring your home's plumbing system is in tip-top shape. Trust in Roscoe Brown Plumbing for all your plumbing needs, where your family's comfort is our top priority.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Brian Barrett. A Murfreesboro man has been charged in a fatal crash that claimed the life of a Lebanon woman this past September. Police say 41-year-old Terry Elmore was arrested Tuesday evening for aggravated vehicular homicide. The crash, which happened on September 24th, involved three vehicles and left 58-year-old Juanita Birdsong dead at the scene. Elmore was taken to Vanderbilt University Medical Center for treatment at that time. Following an in-depth investigation, authorities gathered evidence to charge him with Birdsong's death. Elmore is being held at the Wilson County Jail on a $400,000 bond as the case continues to unfold. Birdsong, a U.S. Army veteran and IT professional, is survived by her husband and children. In Murfreesboro, emergency crews responding to a crash involving the Ascend Federal Credit Union building on Memorial Boulevard.
It happened on Thursday morning. Officials report that the vehicle struck the building, causing visible damage, but thankfully no injuries reported. Murfreesboro Fire Rescue and Building Codes officials assessed the site for structural integrity. The extent of the damage still under evaluation. In economic news, Rutherford County is maintaining its position as one of Tennessee's top 10 counties with the lowest unemployment rates. The October jobless rate was 2.9%, tying with neighboring counties like Davidson and Knox in East Tennessee. Across Rutherford cities, Smyrna and Laverne held steady at 3%. Murfreesboro saw a slight uptick to 3.1%. Rutherford County's strong performance underscores its resilient job market and economic stability. More local news at WGNSradio.com. I'm Brian Barrett.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. Good Neighbor events coming up after Rewind today at 6:35. Another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic. That'll be in minutes. That's going to be around 6:34. So we're just 7 minutes away from that.
Wow, look at that.
We have gotten a lot more, you know, to the point now. Wow, that timeline is...
Well, I was just trying to take out any guessing in the timeline because I know sometimes you may have said, you know, 5 minutes away. Well, no, it's not really 5 minutes away. So
now we're exact.
I just try to make your job easier over there and teasing what's coming up.
And you have. I mean, really. Man on the Street newsmakers at 6:46.
Wow.
Yeah. I got them all.
On the dot.
Yeah. And the CBS Entertainment Reports, which is new,
mm-hmm.
That's at 6:57.
It is. Very exciting.
With Matt Wolf.
Yeah, right before our...
Ooh, Matt Wolf.
That should be the opening sounder for
him. Yeah, Matt Wolf, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I got a question to ask you. It's Christmas season now. You know, we're at Thanksgiving. Could you give me a percentage of how much you actually go buy a Christmas gift or you get it online, you buy it online? What would be the percentage of your shopping?
Neither.
You don't do it? You don't do any shopping?
No. I go to the bank.
Huh?
I go to the bank. They get money. They want money. They want to buy their own thing.
Oh,
so.
You don't give gifts?
Mm-mm.
No cordial cherries? No.
Oh, well, I bank up on those. Oh. I just go to the closet for that one. Well, no, I probably will go shopping for Heather. If I see something online.
If it keeps going, maybe. We're not going to have any stores to go shopping to.
Well,
you're
going
to have to buy everything online.
Well, I don't know where
I've gotten really bad. I Walmart will never see me again. Mm. I mean, I go to there, and it's so easy to get something, get a merchandise.
And just have it delivered?
No. They deliver it. Yeah.
So every... I think this is mainly for birthdays, but maybe last Christmas. Megan knows a little bit more of like what Dalton wants. So I know twice between Bobby and Megan and myself, we went in together on a gift for Dalton.
Oh.
It was a microphone a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you get a nicer gift for him if you all go in together. Yeah.
But Heather's pretty easy to buy for, so... I'll go out and do a little bit of shopping for that. But if I see something online that I like...
Do you wait till Christmas Eve?
Or
are you late shopper?
I have increasingly become a late shopper
for
her stuff, yeah.
Well, Walgreens is open. There's one 24-hour one, you know.
That's on Northfield, I know
Yeah, so it's easy to go there.
I always get cordial cherries, and they don't price them up either, you know.
You know, Brian, let's celebrate our history's past.
Okay.
With today in history.
It's time for... Today in history.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
In 1787, Andrew Jackson is admitted to the bar. That's long before he was president.
Oh.
1931, the film Frankenstein is released, starring Boris Karloff. That's way back in 1931. And it became an instant hit and monster movies all through the 30s to the 50s. 1946, The Best Years of Our Live, a great film, by the way, directed by William Wyler. It's starring Myrna Loy and Frederick March, Dana Andrews. It's a movie about coming back from war. It was Academy Awards Best Picture, 1947. 1963, U.S. President John Kennedy flies to Texas, and he was assassinated, unfortunately, the next day. Didn't have any metal, didn't have any protection. You know, he was just standing
in a convertible.
Yeah. 1968, The Supremes and The Temptations release I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. In 1976, Rocky, directed by John D. Avildsen and starring Sylvester Stallone, premieres in New York. It was the best picture of 1977. I didn't realize that. It was the best picture. 1980, the TV show Dallas episode Whodunit reveals who shot JR. It gets a then-record 53.3 rating. That's half the viewers. Over 83 million viewers, 76% of television watchers in the U.S. 1981, Olivia Newton-John's Physical single goes number one and stays for 10 weeks.
Let's get physical, physical. I wanna get physical. Let's
great song.
Physical. Oh, yeah.
Great video. See, everybody was in a fitness craze then, you know?
Yeah, she had those. Yeah.
2013, Happy, the single released by Pharrell Williams, Billboard Song of the Year. Is that Pharrell? Pharrell, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I always miss that. It's a Billboard Song of the Year in 2014, a Grammy Award for Best Pop Solo Performance in 2015.
You're thinking of Nancy's Cat.
Yeah. Ooh, Nancy's going to get you for that. And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up, Brandon Brooks standing by with CBS Rewind here on The Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
November 22nd, 1955.
I'm too young to worry and get wrinkles on my pretty little face.
Shemp Howard, one of the Three Stooges, died of a heart attack.
I'm sorry, Mo.
He was 60. This date in 1980.
When I'm good, I'm very good.
Mae West died.
But when I'm bad, I'm better.
At 87. And November 22nd, 1991, Alice Cooper came to the rescue of two fans about to lose their home to foreclosure. He showed up and sold $13,000 in autographs and souvenirs to save their home. I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking at a sunny weekend. We have highs warming back up into the 50s and even hitting 60 by Sunday. Let's take a look at these details. We'll have mostly sunny skies today and a high near 51. We'll have some areas of frost develop tonight with mostly cloudy skies and low around 34. Saturday, we warm on up to 54 with mostly sunny skies. Sunday, we'll continue to warm up to 64 with sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Good morning. Still some flashing lights over here slowing down that traffic flow as you come through Hermitage into Donelson there where they crashed earlier around Donelson Pike. Again, it's got traffic a little bit slow. Now, keep that in mind. Coming in from Wilson County, Mount Julian into Hermitage up through Donelson as traffic already picks up 65 southbound down from the north there through Millersville, 24. Not too bad right now. Westbound, 24 up through the Antioch area. In from Murfreesboro. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Thanksgiving is next Thursday, not this week, but a week away, and that means Greenhouse Ministries is collecting frozen turkeys. They'll be doing that all day Friday. So bring those frozen turkeys to Greenhouse Ministries on Friday. And if you need a turkey, you need to get a voucher. Those are available right now. Just go by Greenhouse Ministries. The turkey pickup is on Saturday, this Saturday, and the time to pick it up is on the voucher. But if you'd like to make a donation of a frozen turkey or ham, your Thanksgiving gift is needed at Greenhouse Ministries. That's over on South Academy Street. The 31st Annual Art Studio Tour is this weekend. For the location of each studio, go to their website, artstudiotour.org. The Murfreesboro Holiday Market is at the Lane Agri Park this Saturday from 11 until 3. A diverse range of boutique offerings, home decor, live plants, and much more this Saturday over at the Lane Agri Park. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
We chose Adams Place for the security.
We're talking with Peggy Cunningham. What do you enjoy most about Adams Place?
They lock the doors at 8 o'clock at night, and you have to have a code to get in, so I feel very safe when I go to sleep.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
So tell us what it was like to go through the cataract surgery.
Oh, it wasn't bad at all. There was no soreness, no hurting. They made you feel comfortable. I mean, I can see things that I couldn't see clearly before. It's absolutely wonderful. I'd do it again. I love it.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial behind SunTrust Bank.
Rutherford County is one of the fastest growing communities in Tennessee. This is Mike Klassen, the general manager at Middle Point Landfill. As a Class 1 landfill, Middle Point accepts non-hazardous municipal solid waste, approved special waste, and commercial waste. We have served this region for 2 decades, providing free disposal to all Rutherford County residents and low-cost disposal to Rutherford County businesses. Learn more at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's 21 minutes before 7 o'clock, and Man on the Street newsmakers coming up at 6:46. No, 6:45. I read it wrong. No, 6:46. That's right. Yeah, thought I saw it. And the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. Ooh, no. Ooh, yeah, there you go. At 6:57 before CBS News. And as part of our repertoire, every day, every weekday, we have our dad joke of the day. And man, are you on a roll.
It's been a decent week.
Oh, yeah. You could surpass your 9.3 you got one year. What was it? 4.3? 5.4? What is it?
It was 9.3, but that's when we were doing out of 10.
Oh, well, so we don't have an equivalent, really.
Not really.
I'd say a 4.3 would be the same, if you can average that. So let's see if you can get by today, though.
Well, we'll see. You know, John, I have been really pining to tell you a tree joke.
Really?
Yeah, but I just can't find a poplar one. Wait a minute. See, the laughs are already coming in.
It's definitely a 4 then. Yeah. 641, more to come on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Trump is hoping his second choice for Attorney General, Florida's Pam Bondi, will be confirmed after his first choice dropped out amid increased scrutiny over allegations of sexual misconduct. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
In comparison to Matt Gaetz, she's likely to be treated more favorably, at least by the Republican senator.
A second storm has blasted the Pacific Northwest on the heels of this week's bomb cyclone. Many still have no power. Puget Sound Energy's Melanie Kuhn.
A lot of trees down, huge trees, not just branches across power lines, but full trees have been coming down that you wouldn't think would be susceptible to high winds.
Russia says it's used a new hypersonic missile against the Ukrainian city of Dnipro. The BBC's Paul Adams.
President Zelensky said the use of a ballistic missile was yet more proof that Russia had no interest in peace. He criticized what he called the lack of a strong reaction from Ukraine.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Brian Barrett. The Murfreesboro Police Department clearing up misinformation surrounding a viral video on Facebook. Laura Mitchell reports.
The video claimed a white van stopped on Bradyville Pike Sunday night was involved in human trafficking. Police say the rumors are completely false. The traffic stop happened after the van's driver failed to stop at a stop sign. Six adults and one infant were inside, not a van full of kids, as claimed online. The individuals were briefly detained as part of an unrelated investigation and later cleared of any suspicion. No arrests were made. The department is urging the public to rely on verified facts and avoid spreading misinformation, which can create unnecessary panic. I'm Laura Mitchell, News Radio WGNS.
As Thanksgiving approaches, over 1,300 students in Rutherford County schools may face food insecurity during the 9-day holiday break. The Atlas program, led by liaison Jessica Johnson, provides backpacks filled with microwavable meals and snacks for students who may not have enough to eat at home. Many of these children live in motels, campers without electricity, or with grandparents due to rising rents. Sheriff School Resource Officer Summer Higgins, who is leading a food drive effort, says the need is heartbreaking. Donations are now being accepted through December 20th at all Rutherford County schools and the Sheriff's Office as well on New Salem Highway. Food items like noodles and granola bars are especially needed. Let's come together this Thanksgiving and support these families in need. More local news, as always, can be found at WGNSradio.com. It's free and local. I'm Brian Barrett, News Radio, WGNS.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all.
illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Medical doctor and eye specialist Craig McCabe.
Sunlight is very important to the health of our bodies, to the point where I think it should be called medicine. There are photoreceptors, light receptors in your retina. Those axons project to cells that regulate the production of a hormone called melatonin. There's a lot of people using melatonin to help them sleep. Well, it's been shown that if you use video display devices, your phone, they still think it's daytime. They don't release the melatonin. It's harder for you to go to sleep. So that's why an hour or two before sleep, you should not be looking at any of these bright sources of light. And one of the best ways to help you sleep then is to avoid those, to be in dimmer light, and you will sleep faster and longer. You know, one of the things we've heard is that vitamin D is very important. They have higher vitamin D and they deal better with COVID and viruses and infections. That actually may be a marker for getting sunlight. And it's actually sunlight that helps our immune system and the infrared light specifically.
Information you need, staying healthy with sunshine.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
12 minutes before 7 o'clock here on the Wake Up Crew, and Matt Wolf is going to come in just a little bit at 6:57.
You're really digging this.
I like that, Matt. Whatever. It's like a dog, between a dog and a wolf. That's it. But my voice won't let me go. It won't let me do it. Got some sinus stuff going on still. I can't get over it. Something that we haven't talked about, but the depressing state of affairs in our Nashville.
Where did that come from?
Well, that sounds like gothic wolf. Oh, there you go. Yeah,
that's Matt more wolf. Than one wolf.
But our state of our football team, the Titans. And the Predators are not much better. They're not doing much better. And the Predators invested in some pretty good talent out there, and they're struggling to get it together. And some people say they can't make the playoff.
Yeah. Coach may be on the chopping block.
Yeah, I wonder what Brian Callahan, I wonder what they're going to do with him. I wonder if they'll keep him. You know, there's rumors flying that they're going to go. They're all going to be gone. But I don't know.
I wouldn't think after 1 year.
I know.
That's going to create yet another year.
Yeah.
Of that same mess.
Changing philosophies. Yeah. I like Brian Callahan. I mean, I think he's...
Mike Vrabel is on the short list to be the Dallas Cowboys' next head coach.
Do you think he and Jimmy...
I don't.
What's his name, Jimmy?
Jimmy Johnson. He was the
Jerry
coach.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, yeah.
No, I can't see the two of them getting along.
Me either.
Bill Belichick. I don't see Bill Belichick and Jerry Jones getting along. So,
no, but I think Jerry Jones just wants a proven winner.
Well, what happened to the Dallas defense? They used to be great. They do have some injuries. They have two or three really key injuries.
They always have injuries.
Well,
it seems. But
yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs never have injuries. You ever notice that?
I do.
They never lose a big player.
They did lose their first game last weekend.
Yeah, well.
But I mean, that's kind of to be expected. Everybody slips up once, it seems, in the NFL. But
I think the last words Patrick Mahomes said to Josh Allen was after the game was, "We'll see you again."
Yeah.
You know, referring to playoffs.
What's sad about the Titans, the state of the Titans, is that was by far and away the best pro outing for Will Levis.
Yeah.
He had 350 yards passing, only threw one interception. It was late, kind of desperation, and they still lost.
Well, they didn't have any running game, but they did get robbed a little bit. The officials were – they got one long pass that was called back.
Right.
Because the right tackle, which they've had trouble with all year.
That's the big problem.
And I don't know why they didn't draft do something about it, get a free agent, something.
I mean, but basically they could put a scarecrow out there and do better.
They are. Okay. Anyway, let's celebrate some birthdays, get in a better mood.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Okay. Voltaire has a birthday today. He was born in 1694. And if you ever took modern history, Dr. Crawford, everybody knows who Voltaire is. That was his favorite guy. He was a French writer, philosopher, and playwright. 1785, William Beaumont, American surgeon and father of gastric physiology, born in Lebanon, Connecticut. 1960, Tom Horn, American gunman and outlaw, born in Scotland County, Missouri. Famous cowboy. 1920, Stan Musial, American Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder. 24-time Major League All-Star.
That's wild.
That would mean about every year. Was in a World Series in 42, 44, 46, the National League MVP in 43, 46, and 48, and a 7-time National League batting champion. That's Hall of Fame worthy right there.
He was a Cardinal, right?
He was a Cardinal. That's the only thing I could say that's bad about him.
Yeah.
In 1933, Jeannie Shepherd, American country singer.
If teardrops were silver, oh, how I'd shine.
1965, Bjork, Icelandic singer, born in Iceland.
Bump into things like someone.
And in 1969, Ken Griffey Jr., American Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder. He was a 13-time MLB All-Star. And his dad was also a really good baseball player, Ken Griffey Sr. In 1985, Carly Rae Jepsen, a Canadian singer born in Mission, British Columbia.
What happened was, we reached the moon. But lost in space, I think we got there all too soon. But you know what?
What?
I'm coming.
That's one of my favorite singers now.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's got a couple of little good ones. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Let me update you on the local birthday scene. The local birthday scene.
Wow.
Danny Tolleson, Elena Dondi, Amy Polina, and Ann Cross have birthdays today, so let's celebrate them today.
Yeah, just a few of the names that we have so far. You can call or text 615-893-1450 to add names to the list. 615-893-1450, and let us know who's celebrating on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Well, let's see. Today is National Cranberry Day. It is National Gingerbread Day. It is also Pumpkin Pie Day and National Stuffing Day. Since Thanksgiving's a little later, maybe these were normally around when the average of Thanksgiving is.
Yeah, a lot of food in there.
Yeah.
That's for sure. 6:55, here's the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking at a sunny weekend. We have highs warming back up into the 50s and even hitting 60 by Sunday. Let's take a look at these details. We'll have mostly sunny skies today and a high near 51. We'll have some areas of frost develop tonight with mostly cloudy skies and low around 34. Saturday, we warm on up to 54 with mostly sunny skies. Sunday, we'll continue to warm up to 64 with sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Good morning. It's still a bit heavy over here, but it's moving better than it was on 40 westbound. As you make your way past Donaldson Pike, we had a stalled vehicle over here that's had traffic really slow now, affecting that traffic flow coming in not only through Hermitage, but also definitely through Donaldson right now. 65 southbound north of town, up there around the 103 mile marker, had a wreck up there earlier this morning. Still got traffic slow coming down from the north through that section of Robertson County. Pre-order your holiday feast from Prince's Hot Chicken, fried turkeys, green bean casserole. Check it out online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE is proud to serve this incredible community and is thankful for you, a trusted member. May your Thanksgiving be full of blessings and joy. Happy Thanksgiving from MTE.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to be entertained?
Are you not entertained?
There's a little movie called Gladiator 2 out today with Denzel Washington, Paul Mescal, and Pedro Pascal.
I claim this city for the glory of Rome.
He's very loyal.
Pedro plays Acacius, a fiercely dedicated general that he actually identifies with.
I believe myself to be a very, very loyal person, loyal to my friends and family.
Oh, but there's a big difference.
The difference being is I would never get into an arena with any actor more than 20 years younger than myself.
Look, you'd be tired too if you were filming The Last of Us Season 3, the new Fantastic Four film, and the Mandalorian and Grogu movie all around the same time.
This is the way.
I guess so. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come
to Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's almost news time here, and at 7 o'clock, I want to remind you, Katie Morris is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being there for her friends when they need any help. Doesn't matter what it is. Katie's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Okay, congratulations to Katie. And if you would like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day nomination to us, here's how easy it is. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450, just that singular word. You'll get a reply. It'll have a link. Just tap on that, fill out the information. It's a secure link. You can also get that at wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. And don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries, 615-893-1450. In about an hour, we'll announce all the names that we collect through the morning and give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. Coming up next, a check of world news from the Low T Center and...
Taking part in Murfreesboro's special census is quick and easy. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Stay tuned now for the news. More of the crew coming up after the news.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
New pick for Attorney General.
She's likely to be treated more favorably.
Western storm damage.
A lot of trees down, huge trees.
Gaza aid crisis.
Incredibly desperate people need access to this food.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Just hours after Matt Gaetz withdrew his name as Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General, the president-elect selected former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us she's one of Trump's most vocal backers.
If he's out
there fighting for us, we're going to fight for him.
The former two-term Florida Attorney General defended Trump during his first impeachment trial and is now being asked to carry out his legal agenda.
When Republicans take back the White House, the Department of Justice, the prosecutors will be prosecuted, the bad ones. The investigators will be investigated.
Her selection came hours after former Congressman Gates abruptly withdrew as Trump's first pick for Attorney General. CBS News has learned that at least 8 Republican senators would have voted against Gates amid a House Ethics Committee investigation into allegations he had sex with a 17-year-old. Gates denies it all.
A major storm blasting Northern California has toppled trees and has dropped heavy snow and record rain. The system, blamed for at least 2 deaths, knocked out power to hundreds of thousands in Washington and Oregon. Here's CBS's Rob Marciano.
In Northern California's wine country, once lush vineyards now turn into swamps. 10 to 15 inches of rain falling in the past 2 days.
I get home, tree falls down, help my neighbor's wife get out of the house. We took her out the window onto the canoe and then down and out.
Nearly 200 miles to the north, similar destruction there.
The winds were ferocious, but it was dramatic.
Much needed rain has fallen in the northeast and some snow, too. The snow was heavy in parts of Pennsylvania and West Virginia. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says weather could be a factor for some early Thanksgiving travelers.
31 million expected to fly for Thanksgiving. That rush starts today. And the airlines tell me they feel pretty good about the forecast this weekend and the start of next week. Here in Los Angeles, LAX has already upped its projections for how busy it will be to over 2 million people as it's seeing things pick up earlier than in past years. The TSA expects Wednesday and the Sunday after Thanksgiving to be the busiest days at airports. Sunday likely tops 3 million passing through checkpoints and could set a new record. On the roads, AAA says Tuesday and Wednesday, as well as Sunday and the Monday after Thanksgiving, will be the worst times to drive.
Now to the Middle East. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has the latest on the aid crisis in war-torn Gaza.
Truck driver Abu Ahmed was caught in the worst attack yet on aid convoys in Gaza. Almost 100 trucks were looted by armed criminals on Saturday. They shot through the windows, he told CBS. They'd kill any driver who wouldn't stop. Israeli military drones see everything going on in Gaza, and Ahmed said one hovered right over them. The IDF told us they'd cleared the road, he said, but we saw it wasn't safe. But Israel's military says it is not responsible for protecting aid. Israel's former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert disagrees.
So why isn't it happening?
The Israeli government doesn't want it to happen. They want to punish the Palestinians.
Gazans are desperate. The poorest scavenge for food in garbage dumps, while the number of trucks delivering aid has plummeted.
The Kremlin said today that a strike in Ukraine using a new hypersonic ballistic missile was meant as a warning to the West that Russia will respond to Kyiv's use of U.S. and British missiles. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More than 2 weeks after Election Day, Democratic Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania has made a concession call.
I just called Dave McCormick to congratulate him on his election to represent Pennsylvania in the United States Senate.
A statewide recount showed no signs of Casey closing the gap with McCormick. The Republican had claimed Democrats were trying to count illegal votes. Democrats accused the GOP of looking to block legitimate votes. We're hearing from Delaware Congresswoman-elect Sarah McBride, the first openly transgender person elected to the House. She's been targeted by a GOP resolution and Speaker Mike Johnson, who says members and staffers will be required to use Capitol bathrooms according to their sex at birth.
I would like my approach of respecting everyone to contrast with the disrespect that we are seeing right now.
Education officials in Texas vote today on a new Bible-infused curriculum that would be optional for elementary schools.
The board already gave preliminary approval 8-7 for the new curriculum that's heavily weighted with Bible stories like the Sermon on the Mount and parables like the Good Samaritan. GOP board member Tom Maynard says it's not preaching, it's teaching.
From a religious standpoint, I would know it because I've preached that sermon a few times.
Opponents are hoping to win over at least one more board member. Melissa Ortega represents District 1.
The curriculum imposes religious perspectives inappropriate for public schools.
If the curriculum passes, the next battle will be in the courts. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Culinary Union says Las Vegas police arrested 57 striking casino workers at a protest last night outside Virgin Hotels. The employees walked off the job last week over stalled contract talks. Family members are making a plea for information about Hannah Kobayashi, a Maui woman who disappeared on a stopover in Los Angeles en route to New York.
She's so special and kind. And if she met you in any other circumstance, she would help you. She would help you. So please don't hurt her and please give us back our Hannah.
The woman was last seen at a metro station near the Crypto.com arena. Authorities in Wisconsin say they've heard from a man who faked his own drowning last summer so he could leave his wife and three children. Ryan Borgwart is at an undisclosed location in Eastern Europe. L.A. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is the National League Most Valuable Player.
I think this MVP is, I'm just representing the Dodgers. It was a complete team effort.
Ohtani, heard through an interpreter, wins his third MVP. In the American League, it's New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge, his second MVP.
This is such a blessing. I got to thank God every day for this opportunity to be here and wear pinstripes and do it in New York.
Both were unanimous picks. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
The information continues this morning here from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just a moment. But let's first get a check on traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes, and I'm sitting here with my son Nick and my grandson Jack. Jack, we know what you like, chicken fingers and curly fries. But Nick, what's your favorite thing at Toots?
Hot wings.
Well, that's coming from the Wing King.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. So swing by one of our 4 Rutherford County locations. Toots, good food and fun since 1985. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking at a sunny weekend. We have highs warming back up into the 50s and even hitting 60 by Sunday. Let's take a look at these details. We'll have mostly sunny skies today and a high near 51. While some areas of frost develop tonight with mostly cloudy skies and low around 34. Saturday, we warm on up to 54 with mostly sunny skies. Sunday, we'll continue to warm up to 64 with sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning there. Working a wreck in Robertson County on 65 southbound at the 104 mile marker. That's got traffic really slow coming down from Portland. It's been heavy over here with still some flashing lights on a stalled vehicle we had earlier on 40 westbound near Donaldson Pike. It's really caused problems this morning for folks trying to get in from Wilson County, from Mount Juliet here into Hermitage into Donaldson on 40 westbound there at Donaldson Pike. It remains very slow go. Hey, if you need dependable towing, especially with winter weather coming, you need STR Towing and Recovery. Service in Davidson, Dixon, Cheatham, Williamson, Rutherford, and Montgomery counties. Log on to strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Yes. Welcome back into a Thursday edition of the Wake Up Crew. We just learned recently that Frasier, the original, went off the air in 2004. Came back on the air in 2023. That's wild.
You know what's been great about today so far?
About today?
Yeah, we haven't really had any planned talk. It's just you and me conversing back and forth, just about anything, about life. You know, we haven't had, you know, you haven't had to go over and look and, oh, here's the top 10 things, you know, that... You know what I mean? It's more like just that? Like a regular conversation kind of thing.
What are we going to talk about now?
Kind of like that Rick and Bubba thing. Mm. You know, just pop whatever pops up in your head.
I think they do a little planning, but...
It doesn't sound like it to me. It's just like this show. It doesn't sound like it. We may plan, but it... I know what you're trying to get at. You've got a list over there. Okay.
All well, right. I was going to add to that after that comment that, you know, there's always the second hour of the Wake Up Crew.
Oh, yeah. That's the popular hour. That's the one everyone listens to.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, because it's just kind of you rambling. I mean, I don't know.
I don't ramble.
That's drive time, baby. You got the drive time. I've got the early drive time. It's a big difference. Our audience is entirely different, too.
Well, they're listening at home before they get in the car, I guess, in the 6 o'clock hour.
But they're a different audience, too. There's some of them.
Yeah.
I've got the early birds, and you've got the, I got to get to school on time.
But even when you were doing the early show that came on at, 4 a.m., there were still people up at that hour. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I had Mr. Odom told me, you know, so director of school, he listened to me at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Gosh. But he's an old farmer, you know.
Up before the crack of dawn?
A very extremely educated farmer,
yeah.
You know. But, yeah, I saw him the other day, and I asked him if he was still, you know, getting on that tractor. He said, yeah.
I bet he is.
He's enjoying life. He said, doesn't miss it a bit.
I bet.
You know?
I can only imagine.
But I'm happy for him, you know? Got his wife is in great health, you know, Mary. I mean, it's all good.
Enjoying retirement?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You can do that. Let's see.
Got you all out of track, didn't I?
No, not really. Thanksgiving break is Monday, or it starts on Monday, so you got that to look forward to, kids and teachers alike. Thanksgiving is a week from today. So we may have to spend a little time on some Thanksgiving stuff. Who knows? And let's see. What else should we bring up? Oh, Christmas. Hey, it's just 34 days away. So by the time, I mean, it's going to be in the 20s by the time we get into Thanksgiving Day.
What do you mean the 20s?
It'll be like 20-something days away, not like a full month away. You know?
Yeah.
It's going to get here quick.
Well, I mean, it's really 3 weeks.
Yeah,
really,
pretty much.
You know,
got three Saturdays to shop.
That happens occasionally.
Well, four if you count Black Friday Saturday. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, you didn't call it Good Friday, at least.
Well, I don't know but what's wrong with
that. I mean, every memo, everything you said was Good Friday on everything last week. And I'm like going, what? You know?
Well, it is a Good Friday.
Yeah.
It's the day after Thanksgiving, and we're going to have a Best Of show that day, so it's even better. Hey, best feel-good songs of all time. That's what we're looking at this week and next, and then we'll probably do some Christmas songs for you. But today's happy, good, feel-good song is an oldie but a goodie.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
Well, at least the record didn't skip.
Not this time. Ah, that's a happy feel-good song. Just thinking about, I did the Action Line on Monday with MTSU, and they were talking about who was alumni and whatnot, and I said, well, I'm an alumni of the class of 97. Somebody else was like 2000-something, and it made me think, okay, how many years is that? 27 years. When I graduated college. That is nuts.
Yeah. Try 50, baby.
Well, yeah. I guess I'll be having a...
A 30th.
30-year reunion.
Probably.
High school reunion at some point.
Probably.
Speaking of the schools, something that's going on that you wouldn't think about, and you as a former administrator, I think you'd kind of find this interesting. You didn't have to deal with this. Back when you were a principal, I don't think, but we had a news story. Rutherford County Schools sent a message to the parents of bus riders. And the message was that while this isn't a widespread issue, there have been a few incidents reported where the child would leave their smartphone on the school bus and the parents would track the phone and then go to the home of the bus owner to try to get the phone instead of waiting until the next day. And the county system just sent this out saying, you know, and there have been a few scattered reports of that. And the bus drivers don't want people coming to their home either, you know. And they said, if your child leaves the phone on the bus, wait until the next day. Notify the school the next day. Don't go to the home of the bus driver. Thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Something different to have to think about, you know?
Yeah. Some people panic when they lose their phone.
Uh-huh.
You know? And usually the bus driver will check his bus at the end of the route, and he has a box up there. It's kind of like a lost and found, and he'll just throw it in the box. So it's usually there.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, man, that's pretty, I never would have thought of that either.
I just thought that was.
And they would go really to their house?
Yeah, because they could track the phone.
Track
the phone, and they knew where the phone was, and they would go to the house, and it was the bus driver's house.
Well, bus driver's not going to like that.
No. Finally, did want to mention, I've had this for since last week, and I haven't done anything about it, but Bob Kessling is retiring at the end of the year as the voice of the Vols.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's big news.
It is. So they'll be looking for a new play-by-play person there. But the end of the basketball season. No. But
you'd have to move to Knoxville.
Yeah. He's a Tennessee Radio Hall of Famer, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it's been 25 years that he's been the voice of the Vols.
You know, we all think about John Ward, he's been there about as long.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of sports, here's some more.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Cleveland Browns in the snow Thursday night beat Pittsburgh 24-19. Cleveland had been 2-8 this NFL season. The Steelers' record was 8-2. But Nick Chubb had two short touchdown runs, including the game winner with about a minute left. Myles Garrett recorded 3 sacks in the first half. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy only threw at the start of practice Thursday. Sore shoulder still the problem. The team is still hopeful he can play at Green Bay on Sunday. Vikings QB Sam Darnold returned to full practice practice after a foot injury. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts with the bad ankle was able to practice fully. Colorado's Travis Hunter said he will declare for next April's NFL draft. The MVPs in baseball, and it was unanimous for each. Aaron Judge of the Yankees in the American League, DH Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers in the National League. In the NBA late game, Orlando edged the Lakers 119-118. Lakers were 7-0 at home.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
Did you know that participating in Murfreesboro Special Census could help bring more funding to our city? This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. It's quick and easy. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com or look for a letter from the city with a prepaid return envelope.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in too.
Help Murfreesboro get its fair share. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, complete the special census today, and you could qualify for a $100 gift card.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We use cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. We invite you to learn more about us at MiddlePointLandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back here on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. And at this time on Thursdays, we always head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. And today we're going to talk to a very special person, fairly new on the job, not brand new, but has been there long enough to make a huge impression, and that's the dietary manager, Barbara Duran, who's joining us from the Villages. Good morning, Barbara.
Well, good morning.
Good to have you with us today. And how long have you been on the job there?
I've been here 6 months now.
6 months. So you know where all the pots and pans and everything is, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know my way around the kitchen.
So what led you to the Villages of Murfreesboro? I'm sure you've had experience in this to come to really a pretty big job.
Yes, I've had experience. I started at 19 years old, and that was 33 years ago. And the Villages has always been somewhere I wanted to work since I've seen it. And it's just an exciting new job for me, and I could see myself retiring from here.
Oh, wow.
It's caring, compassionate, loving people, and it feels like family.
That says a lot about, you know, we talk about it every day here, you know, and every Thursday especially, about what it's like to be at the Villages, and the people are, you know, the residents are so sweet, and they do a lot of great things to help their fellow neighbor in the community, but the staff, a very solid staff, and so I'm sure you've seen all of that since you've been there.
Oh, yes. We are blessed to have the staff that we have. Everybody is team players, and there's no I in team here.
How much of a challenge is it every day? Because we're talking about, you know, you go from one meal to the next, and there's not much downtime in between all of them in preparing, I wouldn't think.
There's not. And the thing I have to say about that is when you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life.
There you go. For sure.
No matter what crunch you're in, if you're doing it, you're here for a reason. And God bless these hands and me with the best team I think I've had in years.
And there are also special things that pop up. You know, you've got holidays, special events. I know, you know, for instance, the Super Bowl and doing Super Bowl food, that kind of thing. So there has to be some work within, you know, with the activities director and all of those different things that go along with your job, too.
I work really close hand in hand with the activities director. We've got a holiday meal coming up and we're doing Memory Care Friday night. And then we're doing independent living on Saturday, two different seatings. So it takes a lot of time, preparation, and staying on task.
Well, talk a little bit about Thanksgiving because, that's a week from today. And so you've got some things planned for that. You've already kind of mentioned it, but are you going to have a traditional Thanksgiving meal on Thursday? Is it Friday and Friday night? Is that right?
Friday night and Saturday, two different seatings. Yes, I have an awesome meal plan. We're having smoked turkey. We're having glazed ham. We're having sweet potato casserole. We're having green bean casserole, deviled eggs, dinner rolls, cranberry salad. We're having pumpkin roll, apple pie, pumpkin pie, and a few extra little goodies.
That makes me hungry already to think about that. So you're a smoked turkey person?
I like both. I like the traditional roasted turkey. I love smoked turkey too, but they had done it in the past and the residents loved it. So I said, okay, we'll give it a shot.
I bet. So I'm sure you get some input from some of them too about what they like and you try to work around some of those dietary needs or wants, really.
My executive director, I love her to death, Hope, always says that I'm a people pleaser because I listen to the residents and I use their, for instance, their cookbook. They had a cookbook and I had featured for 3 weeks solid different residents' actual recipes and I put them on our menu and it just makes it more personable, makes it them feel like they were at home.
Yeah, that's awesome. And how great is Hope? I mean, great person.
She is beautiful inside and out. I have only the best things to say about her. She's a team player. She's there. She's very thorough in everything she does, very professional, and she's a big help to me. I love her.
And, you know, the whole staff, really, we talked about Jeb a little bit. He's kind of moved into a different position, but Melissa's going to be awesome as the Life Enrichment Director. And Chandra and Sandy over in Memory Care, you know, just a great staff to work with. And I know that they're all very happy to have you there because they mention it all the time.
Oh, that's absolutely the greatest thing I had to hear today because I feel exactly that for them. They are just the best team. I mean, we are the best team. We have each other's back. I could call on any one of them and they'd be right here in the kitchen helping me out.
Well, Barbara, it's been fun talking with you this morning and I look forward to having some chats every few weeks or so and happy Thanksgiving to you. And I know you're going to have a big Thanksgiving meal for everybody. Sounds like a lot of fun. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much, Brian. You have a great day.
You too. That is Dietary Manager Barbara Duran here on The Wake Up Crew.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
Primarily what brought me here was the memory care facility being right here. And I knew I had to come with my wife who had Alzheimer's. That was the prime reason. I looked at 10 different facilities around Nashville and decided on this one.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving along here for a Thursday morning, November 21st, episode 1539 of the Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to Danny Tollison, Elena Dondi, Amy Polina, and Ann Cross. That's a very small list. I know we've got more coming in.
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of calls and a few texts, but if you haven't done so yet, now's your time. This is kind of our deadline. Lets us have a chance to collect everything, get it all typed up so we can announce the list in a half an hour. So 615-893-1450, the number. Hop on in the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. We've got traffic and weather coming up next.
Help Murfreesboro secure more state funds to improve roads, parks, and more. This is Mayor Shane McFarland asking you to complete the special census at MurfreesboroCensus.com. It's quick and easy. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
731, here's the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking at a sunny weekend. We have highs warming back up into the 50s and even hitting 60 by Sunday. Let's take a look at these details. We'll have mostly sunny skies today and a high near 51. We'll have some areas of frost develop tonight with mostly cloudy skies and low around 34. Saturday, we warm on up to 54 with mostly sunny skies. Sunday, we'll continue to warm up to 64 with sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Good morning. Still see some pretty good delays north of Nashville on a wreck that happened earlier up near Portland on 65 southbound at the 104 mile marker in Robertson County. It is crawling down through there on 65 southbound right now in that section of Robertson County approaching the 104 mile marker. Still some volume over here, but it's moving better on 40 west as you come from Hermitage through Donaldson right now, trying to get past the airport. Hey, pre-order your holiday feast now at Princess Hot Chicken Fried Turkey Green Bean Casserole. It's delicious. Check it out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Brian Barrett. In Laverne, police investigating a shooting that has left a 46-year-old man in critical condition. It occurred Thursday afternoon around 3:10 p.m. on Briar Hill Court. Police say the victim sustained a single gunshot wound and was rushed to a nearby hospital. The 51-year-old woman detained at the scene, and investigators say no additional suspects are being sought. Authorities emphasize there's no ongoing threat to the public. Detectives continuing to gather evidence, but details about the relationship between the victim and the suspect, as well as a motive, have not been disclosed. If you've got any information, you're encouraged to contact Laverne Police. In Murfreesboro, the community mourning the loss of George Huddleston Jr., a beloved leader and aviation enthusiast. Huddleston passed away on Thursday morning at a live hospice after a courageous battle with cancer. Known for his passion for helping others, George was a dedicated member of the Murfreesboro Rotary Club, a champion for Vanderbilt University, and an advocate for aviation. He even served on the Tennessee Aeronautics Commission and was instrumental in the growth of the Murfreesboro Airport. Friends and colleagues, including Judge Don Ash, remember George as a kind and faithful soul who touched countless lives. Ash says, "I will miss him and his kind heart and warm smile." Funeral arrangements in the care of Whitfin Memorial Chapel. Laverne's 14th annual Parade of Lights and Winter Festival just around the corner. Mark your calendars for Saturday, December 7th. The parade-themed I'll Be Home for Christmas begins at 5 p.m. at City Hall, ending at Veterans Memorial Park, featuring illuminated floats and Grand Marshals, Officers Ashley Bolajack and Gregory Kern.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a 5-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security, the wake-up crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All righty, back here on WGNS, the wake-up crew, 7:35 on a Thursday, so it's a throwback day for us.
Do you remember these?
We are going back to the year 1976.
1976, let's see, I was... 16, so I don't know how old it was. 74, I was 17. Yeah.
So
I was 19.
You could vote that year. That's the year Jimmy Carter ran for president and was elected. It was also the bicentennial year.
Yes.
Which created Cannonsburg and other things all around the country as a bicentennial project.
It was big time.
Yep. Big celebration. And, that same year, because of the bicentennial, George Washington was posthumously promoted to a 6-star general.
Who was?
George Washington.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, first president. Interesting there. The Apple...
6-star.
Mm-hmm.
Heard of 5-star.
Gave him an extra star. Apple computer, founded by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniacki,
I think.
The Apple I desktop computer came out that year. The $2 bill was reintroduced that year in 1976. Don't see many of those around.
No. They were kind of hot back then, though.
Yeah.
You know, people would keep them.
All of my kids have one, and they're laminated, and they were given by their great-grandfather.
How come we never spent those?
I don't know. It was weird. Everybody kept them, didn't they?
I guess they thought they were going to be worth something, which turned out they really aren't.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they may be by the time my kids enjoy them. So, anyway. The average family income was $16,000, and a new house cost $43,000. Gas was 59 cents. Just a few of the things going on in 1976. How about the most popular television shows? The Big Event on NBC.
I remember that. That was a... It was kind of like Ed Sullivan, you know, they had, you know, you had circus acts, but then you'd have singers and things like that.
The fourth biggest show, Charlie's Angels, ABC. ABC dominated 76. MASH, CBS, number 3. Laverne and Shirley on ABC was number 2. And the number 1 show of 1976, Happy Days.
Where was the $6 million man?
I think maybe came...
the top 20.
Maybe that came later.
Well, Bionic Woman was in 78, wasn't she?
Oh, I guess maybe.
So
you're
I think
right.
He was on. I think he was there. Okay, go ahead.
Cool food and beverage trends for the year: carrot cake, crepes, deviled eggs, hamburger helper, Jello salad, Spam, and the wonderfully tasting Tab diet drink.
Ooh. Was that when it started?
Uh huh.
That was like eating hay. Like, it was like smelling hay and drinking it.
The aftertaste was always rough with Tab.
Yeah.
It had saccharin in it.
Yeah, I just... You would rather just soon eat drink tea or something, you know, than drink a Tab. Make Tab?
I don't know. I know you can still get Diet Right, which was RC's version.
I bet you can still get it, but probably pay a fortune for it.
Let's see. Eggs were 97 cents a dozen.
That's pretty high.
And milk was $1.68 a gallon. It's like 76. Let's see.
Now, it wasn't the greatest time period of in economics either.
Correct.
You know.
I think the prices were higher.
Starting to get higher, yeah.
Yeah. And so let's see. What are some other things? Sports facts. The Cincinnati Reds won the World Series. Part of the Big Red Machine era. Pittsburgh Steelers were the NFL champions, and the Boston Celtics won the NBA. The NCAA football champions were Pittsburgh, and the basketball champions, Indiana. And, Stanley Cup, the Montreal Canadiens. But we didn't really get excited about hockey until the 90s here in Tennessee. So
we had the Dixie Flyers back in the 60s.
Oh.
That was a minor league hockey team.
The biggest toy of the year, Stretch Armstrong.
Oh, I remember though. That was cool.
Yeah.
Stretch his arm as far as he could.
That's a look back at the year 1976.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Did you know that participating in Murfreesboro's special census could help bring more funding to our city? Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Cities throughout Tennessee receive approximately $175 per resident. Those dollars shared with us will greatly benefit our community.
Let's make sure Murfreesboro gets its true share. Complete the special census today at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. And we want to remind you that the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And as we gather around the table Thanksgiving, MTE wants to thank you, its members, for being the heart of our community. From the MTE family to yours, here's wishing you a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. Today's good neighbor of the day is Katie Morris. Katie is the good neighbor for being there for her friends when they need any help. It doesn't matter what it is. So Katie's always there for friends, and they want to recognize you today, Katie, as the good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Congratulations to Katie, and you can do the same for those special folks in your life. If you go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor, you save that in the favorites on your phone in your web browser, where you can get to that web form each and every time. And so someone does something for you great at the grocery store or your mechanic or whatever the case may be, if you'll take 2 minutes right then and fill out that information, we'll make them the good neighbor of the day. You'll make their day, and you won't have to remember to try to do it later, that kind of thing. So help us out with the Good Neighbor of the Day Award from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and your good neighbors at WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, I've been really pining to tell you a tree joke.
Really?
Jess can't find a poplar one.
Replay.
You squeeze by. Then I give you a four.
Yes, at the end. It sounded reluctant, but I can see that.
Yeah, it was a stretch. I just did it for you, pal.
Well, thank you.
You know.
And I always count on you.
And Dalton wasn't here to, you know.
Maybe I should make you the good neighbor.
Maybe so, for loving your jokes even when they're not that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what have we learned today?
What did she say right there?
Yes,
I've learned a lesson.
I've learned.
I got it there. Yeah. All right, we talked about Christmas gifts.
That's Tammy Wynette, by the way.
You know, when you go and last minute gifts or, you know, that kind of thing, and you said...
Go to the closet.
Go online. You actually go shopping.
To some
things.
Unless I see something that would be a good gift, but I only do that if I can, you know, still get before Christmas shipping.
I'm not a big guy on Christmas because I figure if I want something, I just go out and buy it. So I don't want to make them spend $300 or $400 on a gift for me.
Yeah, I've been told I'm really hard to buy for because I do the same thing.
Yeah, and I am. So I just said, well, give me socks, give me underwear. That'd be good. And that's what they do usually. They'll give me one nice gift, but said it's usually a gift certificate or something to golf or something.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So Heather, when the kids were small, she did this thing where she would just wrap everything, little bitty things, just so it would be a volume of things for the kids to unwrap.
Yeah. My daughter does that.
Okay.
Some, but...
I figure that was a mama thing.
The girls are getting old enough now where... You know,
the things they want are probably pretty expensive.
Well, you get one thing, you know, maybe a couple of little things. So they want big things, big items.
Talked about Bob Kessling retiring as the voice of the Vols. All kinds of news. So if you missed the show this morning or maybe missed the 6 o'clock hour, check it out. Podcast will be up shortly. WGNSradio.com under podcast and Wake Up Crew.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
If you live in complete darkness, your body would eventually adjust to a 48-hour day where you would stay awake for 36 hours, then sleep for